This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Sick and tired of smart guys.
Wow, no wonder Joe Biden doesn't like this show. I'm sick and tired of smart guys, Kevin Jackson. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. I consider myself a smart guy, and Biden is sick and tired of me. But I don't get it, because he's Professor Biden. You guys remember this? This dude, the pathological liar? You understand why I call Biden a pathological liar, right? Because he is. This lie he uttered during a non-confrontational town hall. This is the Washington Times. Biden plans to return to a teaching job he never had. Here's what they wrote. Former Vice President Joe Biden raised confusion during a virtual roundtable after claiming he became a professor when he left the Senate. People were like, what? Again, another one of these stupid, brain-dead, moronic comments that's easily checked, easily fact-checked. He says, when I left the U.S. Senate, I became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. And I spent a lot of time at the University of Delaware as the Biden School as well. And I spent a lot of time on campus with college students. It's like these lefties, it's like Elizabeth Warren. She drove by an Indian reservation, so she becomes an Indian. Dolezal, I don't know, had, you know, passed by a black dude at in a convenience store once and said, you know what, I'm black now. These people need nothing to take on stuff. No wonder black people on the left are like, cultural appropriation. It isn't cultural appropriation, it's any appropriation. Wow, I visited a campus, I spent some time with some college students, I'm a professor. I mean, honorary degrees, look at Jill. I mean, I look at this Biden family. They so want the credentials, and because they know that the credentials get them, the people look at them differently when they're called doctor. She's got a degree in education or something, like education consulting, or I don't know what it is. But she insists on being called Dr. Biden as if she were, you know, a pathologist or an anesthesiologist or a general surgeon or something. I know more about education than Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, now he's professor. When I left the United States Senate, I became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. My oldest son is a graduate from the University of Pennsylvania, the Wharton School of Business. And let me tell you, Joe Biden couldn't get in that school if he had 50 lifetimes. He's dumb, as Trump said. That's why he doesn't like smart people. Biden became vice president after leaving the Senate in 2009. He received the title of Benjamin Franklin Presidential Practice Professor from the University of Pennsylvania. He never taught any classes. It was an honorary title that they bestow upon people for what? You want to know people? For nothing. To help them build their pedigree so they can go out and command $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 for a speech. Or act as if they've achieved something in their miserable lives. Why do you think they give each other this stuff? If I'll put it to you this way. If I were a lefty, I'd have a building the size of the Empire State Building full of things like this. Honorary this. Kevin Jackson, he's amazing. Oh my God, here's another award. I'd have 50 Nobel Peace Prizes. These people, it drives me crazy. That's why I can't stand all these, you know, the reward shows, you know, the Emmys, the Grammys. Look, I get it. You want to recognize people for excellence in their fields. I do understand it. But when you get to the point where you just get, there's like 10 awards for every different thing. It's like ridiculous. It's like boxing belts. Started out, it was what, the WBC, then the WBA, then the IBF, then the WBO, then the WB blah, 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 blah. Now there's 50 different things. I'm the champion of the WB blah, blah, blah. Well, really? Who's the real champ? You know who the real champ is? the person who says, I don't need that trophy. Come get in the ring with me. I'll show you who the champ is. Biden's claim drew a lot of attention on social media. I was going to say on 60 Minutes. On social media. One person wrote this. Biden's dementia actually makes him forget that some people fact-check his lies. And others echoed comments I've made about Biden. Biden made $900,000 at Penn in 2 years for appearing on campus events and $180,000 to $190,000 for speeches. But he can't put two coherent sentences together reading off a teleprompter. No wonder his campaign is on hold. Another one said, to be fair, Biden's fabricated life sounds a lot more exciting than his actual one. You can't blame a guy for wanting to live inside a world of his own creation. See, that's where I'm at. I've been there. I've been that little kid whose father was in prison. You were embarrassed about it. And, you lie. My dad's a doctor. Really, your dad's a doctor? Yeah, my dad's a doctor. My dad was in prison. I was telling people my dad was a doctor. Now, I was 8 years old. And I probably did it until I was 14. Because I was embarrassed. But once you finally come over that, you make that transition and you go, you know what? I'm not going to be embarrassed anymore. It is what it is. And that's what I did, and I owned up to it. And there's no reason to lie. My dad was a scoundrel. Because of his environment, he could have been a great guy if he'd been raised in the right environment, but he wasn't. So there comes a point where you grow up and you stop lying. But Biden, he's not going to stop lying. Biden will lie until the day he dies. And multiple times a day over things. And I'm going to tell you something else. Biden will repeat his same lies. He will still tell people he graduated in top of his class. He had multiple degrees. That he was a scholarship kid, that he wrote his own speeches and whatever else. He will forget, because he's got dementia, he will forget what he said and he will repeat these lies. Don't think Biden's done with his racial comments. The things that Biden believes are stuck. They're stuck in the 60s and the 70s, and Biden doesn't know how to get rid of them. He will repeat his racist comments. When there's nobody around him to stop him from saying what he says, Biden will do exactly what Biden does. Biden lives inside his own head, and he's convinced his family the same thing. I'm going to tell you something. Bo Biden, I guarantee you Bo Biden is not nearly the stellar person that Joe Biden makes him out to be. He's not at all. I don't know much about him, but I know this. Joe dotes on him so much, I know he's a scoundrel. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden is a shadow of who he used to be. I mean, we just saw he concluded his remarks. He just seemed like an angry person shouting in an empty parking lot for 30 minutes. It was completely incoherent. And, you know, the American people saw in the debate the sharp contrast between President Trump, somebody who is vital, somebody who has energy, somebody who has a vision, and, frankly, somebody who has completely been exhausted of all energy, all vim, all vigor in Joe Biden. And he was flagging toward the end of the debate.
That was Stephen Miller, who gave a very good assessment of Joe Biden. At the end of the debate, Joe Biden in regular life, Joe Biden doesn't really want to be president. I'm being honest with you, he doesn't. It's just one of those things that would cap off an absolutely horrendous career. He's accomplished nothing on his own, as I explained earlier, and I've explained many times on the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Instead, it's Joe Biden has accomplished everything he has in life with smoke and mirrors. Fooling people, lying to people, and people just ignoring the lies. And that doesn't sit well with him. See, he wants to believe what the things about himself that have gotten him to this point. And as I tell you guys all the time, he wants to backfill. He can't course correct and actually live the life that he dreamed for himself, the life that he had in his mind. He wishes he had been an accomplished person. You know people like this. And you also know that they rarely get ahead. Joe Biden has bumped up against the ceiling twice running for president, and he's done it a third time. This one will do him in. This is it. I mean, there's nowhere to go for him at 77, soon to be 78 years old. But just the idea that there are people that think of him as a viable candidate should scare the crap out of you. Or at least make you want to get in a fight. When Joe Biden is not bragging about himself and lying about himself, you know what he does? He does it for his family. He wants you to believe that his youngest son was making a way for himself. He wants you to believe that Bo Biden was a real hero. The one that died, you know, of brain cancer, he was a real hero. Bo Biden was no hero. He's a man who sadly died of brain cancer, something that happens to many other people all over the world. Many parents lose a child too soon. You're talking to a kid who watched my grandmother lose my mother. At the age, my mother was 21 years old, 20, I think, no, I'm sorry, what was she, 24 years old when she died. She was 24. Do you think my grandmother was prepared for that? But my grandmother didn't live her life going, oh my gosh, my daughter was so amazing and this, that, and the other. My mom, I mean, I'm sure my mom had her qualities. I know she did. I inherited a lot of them. God bless her. My snarkiness, my willingness to stand up, everything that people tell me, they say, boy, my uncles, her brothers, say, boy, you just like your mama. Boy, you just like your mama. I take it as a compliment. So, you know, Joe Biden, everybody around him, Jill is the best wife ever. She screwed around on her previous husband. I mean, really do some research on Jill Biden and you'll find out she's just like Joe. They're just a family of liars. And the Democrats don't want you to know. Let me put it this way. If Donald Trump, if Melania was walking around saying, call me a PhD, I mean, call me a doctor, you must call me doctor when you do my interviews, and it screwed around before she met President Trump and had the lineage, if you will, of Joe Biden, she'd be ridiculed. You know why Melania is never, they never say anything about her, but they won't put her on covers? Because there's nothing to ridicule. She came to America the right way. She was an accomplished woman, and they can't stand it. Joe Biden has to profit politically from every so-called tragedy in his life. He makes the son of Bo Biden bigger than life, but he never heaps that kind of praise on Hunter Biden, you know, the other son, the crackhead. One social media person reminded me of Biden's creepiness when he said he was a professor, and the person said, on campus sniffing ladies at the university sounds more logical. He allowed his wife, Jill, to bolster her academic credentials. She demands that people call her doctor. Like her husband, her doctor credentials are as legit as Dolly Parton's boobs. But Joe doesn't care. Nobody corrects her. Nobody. Whoopi Goldberg thought the woman was a medical doctor when she was making comments about the science of the Wu flu virus. No physician. I told you guys, all this stuff is going to be part of a drip campaign about the Biden family. Biden's brothers, Biden's sister, Biden's crackhead son, Biden's wife already. Now, I know you knew this because you're a sharp audience that listens to the Kevin Jackson Show, and I appreciate you. You're as sharp as I am. I know many of you personally. I know how smart you are. I know how brilliant you are. I know you second guess yourselves, but that's what I'm trying to get you out of. Anyway, Zero Hedge wrote this. They said, things took a very dark turn for the Hunter laptop scandal. while the alleged crack cronyism corruption was enough to spark the biggest media suppression in history, and no denials whatsoever from the Biden camp, the bombshell that Rudy Giuliani just dropped, if true, is egregious to say the least, not just with regard to Hunter Biden, but the law enforcement authorities who have allegedly had this information since before the Trump impeachment and did nothing about it. So Rudy did an interview, and he says he turned over Hunter Biden's laptop, hard drives, the Delaware State Police. Look, this is old news. They now have, and this is, I went to Google it. I did. Before this broadcast, I went to Google this stuff. I couldn't find it. You can't find, this is truly the most suppressed story in the history of man when you consider the implications. They said in one of the texts, this is what's really sick. Biden allegedly said to his sister-in-law, his lover, that he FaceTimed a 14-year-old girl while naked and doing crack. She told my therapist I was sexually inappropriate. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I heard that he's got naked pictures of his niece. Again, I'm not telling you that's true because you can't verify anything on this story. But let me put it to you this way. Would it surprise you? Would it surprise you? Apparently, the FBI was investigating Hunter Biden for porn. Has to be underage girls, or I don't know why they'd be involved. This is but what is his name? Bobulinski. He comes out and he says, "You know what? I'm getting in front of this thing. I'm getting in front. I will. I've turned over all my emails. If you want to corroborate this stuff, here it is." Trust me, the media is going to put the kibosh on this as the Democrats try to get people out to vote. Please vote early. Please. But let me tell you, they are screwing up. Because the people who are voting early, they know what's happening. They're going, wait a minute, this isn't cool. The same thing where they talked about Trump as a racist and all these other things. They're finding out they're the ones who've been lied to. The left is getting a serious wake-up call.
Radio show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three local Pennsylvania news outlets asked Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden about his opposition to fracking. Biden appearing to shift positions, saying he'll only oppose fracking on federal land. President Trump spending his Monday in Pennsylvania, saying Biden's energy plan will not be good for folks in Pennsylvania.
Joe Biden confirmed his plan to abolish the entire U.S. oil industry. That means no fracking, no jobs, no energy for Pennsylvania families, Texas, all the other. Biden's plan is an economic death sentence for Pennsylvania's energy sector. I think you all know that.
Senators are expressing their views on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court as a debate on the floor continues ahead of her confirmation vote. The vote expected to take place Monday night. USA Radio News. In an interview on 60 Minutes, Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris reflected on what her legacy might be if elected. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
What would be the impact of being the first woman of color to be vice president? Senator Kamala Harris says it would change the perception of who can be what. She tells CBS's 60 Minutes what she believes it would mean if she were elected.
It helps change the perception of who can do what. Because that is still part of the battle, after all. And you imagine some young person then saying, oh, things can be different. I don't have to conform to whatever I'm, supposed to do or relegated to do. I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
Tropical storm Zeta making its way towards the Gulf Coast. The storm expected to make landfall somewhere between New Orleans and Pensacola on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I want to just explain to you who Lyndon Baines Johnson is. The father of the Great Society. The Great Society was black people would become so marginalized that Johnson would just, he would make it to where they didn't even matter. He famously proclaimed, I will have those N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Now, this is the comment made by a man that Jake Tapper wants you to believe is the best president for blacks. The best president for blacks.
Dan, President Trump falsely claimed to have done more for the black community than any other president, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln. I mean, it's just a crazy thing to say when you look at the records of, you know, even just like Lyndon Johnson. He also said something else that was a little controversial.
I am the least racist person. I can't even see the audience because it's so dark, but I don't care who's in the audience. I'm the least racist person in this room.
8 in 10 black Americans believe that Trump is a racist, according to a Washington Post Ipsos poll earlier this year. Why does the president make comments like that instead of acknowledging that maybe sometimes he has said things that seem insensitive, but he wants to work on it?
This is when the media needs to be very happy that I'm not doing any media right now. So Tapper says that Trump falsely claims to have done more for race than any president since Lincoln. He says it's falsely. And then he goes on to talk about Lyndon Baines Johnson. Now, I'm going to get back to what Van Jones said, because Van Jones was, his comments shook up the world. It shouldn't have, because Van's already made these comments before. You've heard me talk about him on the KevinJacksonShow.com. And I just want to really emphasize how much the media wants to sell this idea of racism about Trump. How they ignore the in-your-face racism of Joe Biden. And it's incredible. It really is. It's incredible. And I hope I arm you guys with enough information to where when you hear this stuff, you push back and go, shut up. Just shut up. We've got 1619 videos about 1619 that are coming out that are going to blow your mind. We want to address slavery. We want to address the civil rights stuff. We're going to address all these things from a historical perspective, and we are going to blow the lid off this nonsense of racism and the oppression of blacks, because what we're going to show is that when you put those two things together or make them mutually exclusive every single time, you want to know what you come back with? Democrats. So I want to just explain to you who Lyndon Baines Johnson is. The father of the Great Society. He wanted to build a new society, and my friends would jokingly say to me, Kevin, you ever watch the show The Jetsons? Hey, we love The Jetsons. And I go, why is that? They would say, there were no blacks in the future. Now, I think that's a hysterical joke. But see, that was the Great Society. The Great Society was black people would become so marginalized that Johnson would just, he would make it to where they didn't even matter. He famously proclaimed, I will have those N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Now, this is the comment made by a man that Jake Tapper wants you to believe is the best president for blacks. The best president for blacks. So, I want to tell you something, a few things. One, sensible blacks, and they're becoming many, many more, understand what Donald Trump has done for blacks. And they see Donald Trump's accomplishments in the context of history. But still, dumb butt Democrats like Tapper believe presidents like LBJ were great for blacks, when in fact, LBJ's policies crippled the black community, and they were intended to do so. Every bleeding heart program that currently infantilizes blacks, it has blacks with our handouts. Oh, babe, please, government, please, give me money, give me money. Every one of them was started with FDR. And put on steroids by LBJ. His intent of the Great Society was to, quote, give blacks just enough to quiet them down and not enough to make a difference. Yeah. You want the quote? I have the quote. These Negroes, they're getting pretty uppity these days. See, that's the way Democrats thought of us, and that's the way they still think of us. And in fact, Joe Biden, he castigates uppity Negroes like Charlemagne the God. Charlemagne, you ain't black. He castigates you. Oh, you want to question me about being on drugs? What are you? You on drugs? You on cocaine, black man? He talks about going to the black sections of his town and lecturing black men and women. Because he's the one in control, not you. Black folks, you will listen to me. I'm a rich old white man. So what? I've lost twice. So what? I'm a liar and a scumbag who's raised some kids that, quite frankly, are corrupt. I mean, just totally corrupt, whose whole family has been corrupted by me. I wonder how that meeting went when the Bidens got together and decided, you know what? We got to get in on this gravy train like the Obamas and the Clintons. I'd love to know how that scene played out. Anyway, he goes on. Lyndon Baines Johnson, he says, these Negroes are getting pretty uppity these days, and that's a problem for us, since they've got something now they never had before. The political pull to back up their uppityness. Now we've got to do something about this. We've got to give them a little something. Just enough to quiet them down, not enough to make a difference. For if we don't move at all, then their allies will line up against us and there will be no way of stopping them. This is Johnson plotting how do we keep them in the Democratic camp, because their allies are the Republicans, the people that freed them, the people who continue to march with them for civil rights. He says there'll be no way of stopping them. We'll lose the filibuster. There'll be no way of putting a brake on all sorts of what he called wild legislation. It'll be, here's a critical word, reconstruction all over again. This is what he said to Senator Richard Russell Jr., a Democrat out of Georgia, regarding the Civil Rights Act of 1957, written by Everett Dirksen and put onto the record by Eisenhower. Eisenhower was president during this time. This is the person that Jake Tapper says is so good for black folks. Now, here's what's funny. I went to Snopes just because I don't believe anything Snopes says, but I wanted to see what they had to say about this because we know this is a true statement. But here's what Snopes says. I swear this is hysterical. Bear with me, folks, on thekevinjacksonshow.com. This is one you may want to download. It says, there's no question that Lyndon Johnson, despite championing the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964 and signing it into law, was also a sometime racist. Now, he could be a sometime racist. And they said, and notorious vulgarian who rarely shied away from using the N-word in private. For example, he reportedly referred to the Civil Rights Act of 1957, the one that I just gave you the quote on, as the N-word bill. In more than one private phone conversation with Senate colleagues. And he reportedly said about appointing black judge Thurgood Marshall to the Supreme Court, son, when I appoint an N-word to the court, I want everyone to know he's an N-word. And what I think he was saying there is Justice Thurgood Marshall didn't look black. He looked like a white man. He had very wavy hair. He was light skinned. He kind of reminds me of Duke Ellington. Now, I love what Snopes says less because they claim there's no evidence of LBJ's comment about, quote, having them N-words voting Democrat for 200 years. No evidence. But they were clear about LBJ's other comments about N-words. Clearly, Democrats knew this man was a racist. He was not a part-time racist. He wasn't a surface racist. He was a racist through and through. And everything that he did with respect to blacks was motivated to keeping blacks down. So you got Donna Brazile, you got Jake Tapper, you got all these people talking about how much they respect a racist. Black folks that love what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did, another card-carrying racist, a member of the freaking Klan and a segregationist. Here's Brazile.
I'll make one last point. And as far as I'm concerned, Lyndon Johnson has been my best president. Why? Because he passed the Civil Rights Act. Because he passed the Voting Rights Act. Because he made this a more perfect union with the Fair Housing Act. He's been the best president, in my judgment, for all Americans, not just black Americans.
Now, I just gave you the record of Lyndon Johnson. He never changed from the day he died. He explained everything, what his intention was with all the bills that he passed. It was all meant to keep black people in their place. Give them enough to help them out, but not enough for them to get over. Because if they get over, it's going to be too strong of a voting bloc. And he did it. And so-called black leaders continue this ruse.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistant programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Then,
President Trump falsely claimed to have done more for the black community than any other president, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln. I mean, it's just a crazy thing to say when you look at the records of, you know, even just like Lyndon Johnson. He also said something else that was a little controversial. This.
I am the least racist person. I can't even see the audience because it's so dark, but I don't care who's in the audience. I'm the least racist person in this room.
8 in 10 black Americans believe that Trump is a racist, according to a Washington Post Ipsos poll earlier this year. Why does the president make comments like that instead of acknowledging that maybe sometimes he has said things that seem insensitive, but he wants to work on it?
Well, that's not his style. I think it's really unfortunate because Donald Trump, and I get beat up by liberals every time I say this, I'm going to keep saying it, he has done good stuff for the black community, or and you know, opportunity zone stuff, black college stuff. I work with him on criminal justice stuff. I saw Donald Trump have African-American people formerly incarcerated in the White House, embraced them, treated them well. There's a side to Donald Trump that I think he does not get enough credit for. But the reason he doesn't is because he also says the most incendiary stuff. He retweets white nationalists, and he violates the number one rule of blackness, which is, I don't mess with people who mess with people I don't mess with. In other words, I'm not friends with people who are friends with my enemies. And so the black community can appreciate some of the stuff he's done, but when they see him playing footsie on Twitter with these white nationalist organizations, it just wipes it all out. And so if they had had a disciplined strategy of being a consistent ally with the black community and being an enemy of the white nationalists, we'd be in a very different spot. And that's the tragedy of these mixed messages from the Trump White House.
So if you guys remember, we played a clip of the undecided voters, and one of the women said something along the lines of, if this were Trump, how would they be treated? How would he be treated? So I can tell you this. If Obama did what Trump did in race relations, he'd be, as I said before, he'd be on Mount Rushmore. If anybody outside of Trump, certainly with a D after their name, did what Trump has done for race, there'd be no discussion about whether he's racist or not. It's an insane comment to make. But Democrats have nothing left, so this is what they do. And they wonder why they have no credibility, why we don't listen to anything they say. And I want you to understand, this is not the hardcore people on the right going, oh man, you know, I can't believe they're still lying about Donald Trump. You know, it's not us. We're not like, you know, because I know many times people get the feeling like, Kevin, we're in a bubble over here. People, you know, we believe what we want to believe. No, that's the left. See, they have this inside the beltway mentality where they think all the little tricks they're playing are working. You want to know why? Let me tell you why the left will never understand how they get their butts kicked. Because they stay inside of their little circles and they will not fight each other. Nobody will bring it up and go, you know, I don't know that that's really the case here, guys. And that's exactly what Van Jones is doing. That's exactly what Michael Moore has done. That's exactly what Bill Maher. I mean, these are people that are radical in some of their ideas, but they come around every now and then to bring just a little bit of common sense, some form of logic to the Democrats, and the Democrats don't hear it. They ignore it. They want to believe what they want to believe. Let me ask you this, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Are you willing to bounce your ideas off people? Do you live in an echo chamber of people that only agree with you? Or are you willing to hear other people when they don't? How many people? Look, I have friends that listen to this program. They'll say to me, Kevin, I don't share your view with Donald Trump winning. I go, okay, great. Let me give you my opinion. Now, I'll give it to them. I had a guy tell me, Kevin, surely you have to agree, man, that this global climate change is, you know, man, it's an existential threat. And I go, no, I don't have to agree. He's a staunch conservative. But we disagree on green energy, at least on what he thinks about it. I think green energy is phenomenal. I love watching little gadgets get run by solar energy. You know, when I make little electronic things with my youngest son so he understands electronics. But would I run my house on it? No. Would I run my house on hydro or anything else? Not unless I lived in the country and I had a backup system like natural gas. No, no, and no. I wouldn't do it. And neither will any leftist who claims to want green energy. I would say to any of them that want it, go off the grid. If you want it, you cannot do anything that has green, that has black energy, coal or oil. You can't do anything, or natural gas. The only thing you can do is wind power, solar power, hydro, or nuclear. That's it. And you know what they do? They'd be crying like babies.
Oh, man, I can't believe it. I can't watch TV. I can't watch some Emmy Awards and the Grammys. Ah.
They'd be like big old babies. Anyway, back to Van Jones. Van Jones is one of these guys that's saying, guys, you got to stop lying to yourselves. Jay Capper sets him up.
Surely you have to believe, Van Jones, that Donald Trump is a racist.
Look at what he does, all this incendiary language. And Van Jones doesn't bite. He says, that's not his style. He says, I think it's really unfortunate. Because Donald Trump, and he goes, and I get beat up by liberals every time I say this, but I'm going to keep saying it. He's done good stuff for the black community. And you know, Opportunity Zone stuff, black college stuff, I worked with him on criminal justice stuff. Van Jones is telling you, by the way, these are three of the biggest things you can put in front of black folks. Opportunity zones, right? Getting people back to work. Getting black businesses back operational. Black college stuff. That's black education. Criminal justice reform. That's uniting families. These are not little things that Van Jones is talking about. He goes on. I saw Donald Trump have black people formerly incarcerated in the White House embrace them. He treated them well. There's a side to Donald Trump that I think he does not get enough credit for. And then he goes on to blame Trump. But it's his own fault because he says the most incendiary stuff. He retweets white nationalists. That is absolute. See, this is where Van Jones gives a compliment. Then he goes on to the thing. Van Jones knows exactly what's happened here. He knows Donald Trump has done more for blacks than baby black Jesus and all the members of the Congressional Black Circus with all their years added together. And he can't leave it there. He can't say it's totally unfair what they do to this man. Donald Trump should not be held accountable for the stupid stuff that they talk about when we're talking about issues this important to blacks, opportunity zones, black colleges, and criminal justice reform. And a host of other things, too. But Jake Tapper wanted to take the bait, and he didn't. And CNN, they get worried about this stuff. Here's what I'm telling you. I don't know how much people listen to Van Jones, but he's heard in the black community. There are people like Charlemagne the God who said, Joe Biden, you passed the criminal justice reform stuff that was three strikes. You put black people in prison. You were proud. You know what Biden says about it? We made some mistakes. Yeah, we made some mistakes. Yeah. He made some mistakes, all right. So when you're thinking about, you know, the next few days and who's going to vote where and all that, first of all, it doesn't matter. What really matters is what you want to do. The only thing you can control in this is yourself. The people that you talk to, the people that you try to influence, the people that have been on the fence, and you say to them, hey, listen to Kevin Jackson's show, or I heard him say this. Let's look it up together. Let's Google this together. And go Google it with them. Let them come to their own conclusions. I tell conservatives all the time, I don't care what you do. I don't care how you vote. I truly don't. I give you all the reasons why you need to vote a particular way. I'll tell you, here's my rationale. I had a buddy of mine, this was years ago, and I went up to him and I said, hey, man, I want to ask you a question. You know, some advice. Never forget this. His name is Danny. And I ask him my question, and he says, well, Kevin, he goes, man, here's the deal. He goes, I don't give advice. He goes, I will tell you a similar thing that happened to me and how I handled it. And then you can figure out if that's a way that you would want to handle it yourself. But I'll give you my way of handling it. And it should be one of many ways that you evaluate. But in your situation, here's what I did. And I never forgot that lesson. I was probably 27 years old. He was one of my karate students, a really good one, too. But he was an older guy. And I was like, hey, man, you got a minute? Going through some stuff in my life, and I figured out, I'll get some old, you know, get an old OG, an original gangster, you know, tell me some stuff, man, give me some. And he says, I don't give people advice. I'll tell you what happened to me, how it happened, what the outcome was, and then you figure out what you want to do. And I remember saying to myself, wow, I'm never going to give advice again. I'm going to say, well, while I'd love to give you advice, I'm going to just tell you, here's my circumstances. Here's my circumstances with Democrats. If I were in a situation that you were in, I would be looking for an out. I'd be disciplining the idea of Trump as president again.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.